My name is Michelle Owu and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. The purpose of the research is to compile a contemporary portrait of the UK. The date today is the 30th of July 2009 and the time is 3:28 p.m. Could you please tell me your name, your age and where you come from?
Freya Stockford. I'm 16, nearly 17, and I'm from West Yorkshire.
How are you?
Very well.
How did you get down from Yorkshire?
Mum and Dad gave me a lift with some friends this morning in the car, which was nice.
And where are they now?
Somewhere in London. They're coming back there, hopefully.
Are you staying down for a couple of days, or are you going straight back?
No, well, Mum and Dad are going to a test match tomorrow, so they're staying in London, but we're getting the Megabus home.
The Megabus? What's the Megabus?
It's like a really cheap version of National Express. Yeah.
Can you remember how you heard about this One Another project?
It's quite funny, actually. I was in Wales with my boyfriend on holiday, and one of my friends rang me up and said, look, there's this great Anthony Gormley project going on, do you want me to enter you for it? And I didn't have internet or anything, so I was like, yeah, go for it. And so he entered me for it, and he entered my other friend as well, and I was the only one of them who got in, so.
Did he enter for it as well?
Yeah. So that was quite good. But I can't express how excited I was. I still am.
Why did you want to take part in it?
Because we always go to the Yorkshire Sculpture Park, and a few years ago Anthony Gormley did a big thing, the gallery on the hill, I can't remember what it's called, with his little orange clay men, and I absolutely loved them, and he's got several things around the park. And I really, really like his work. And the thought of being able to be in an art project that I could remember for the rest of my life and, you know, things like that was just, it's just incredible, really.
What was it you liked about the clay figures, do you think?
I think, this sounds really stupid, they were in this big room all on the floor and there was only a little space you could see them through. And I think it was this sense of sort of amazement that they were all looking at you when you were there. And it was kind of like community kind of thing. It was a bit just powerful.
How do you think that compares, that sense of community, to this project? Is there any comparison?
Definitely, because on, you know, you've got the Facebook site thing, and I've been a part of that, and everyone's been talking to each other about it and what they're going to do on it. Like we know each other and we've got some kind of sort of common theme to it, which is kind of like a little community, really, which I think is really nice.
And how do you react to the live arm of the project?
Sorry, what?
The live event.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that in terms of the community? Or is the community, do you think, on the Facebook?
No, I think because we've all the people who are doing it are all sort of doing it in the same, not in the same way, but we're all taking part and we all feel the same amazement and nervousness, and it's kind of really nice to know that other people are, you know, have got the same attitude, and it's just really quite exciting.
What are you going to do on the plinth with your hour?
I've split it into two half hours. And I do this thing at college, because I do art, I'm an art student. And I do this thing called mark making with like clay, conte and chalk and things like that. And I'm going to do some of that on a board to like document how I feel about when I was on the plinth, because I'm quite like excited about it. And then for the other half, I'm going to ask people questions. I brought a whiteboard with me, and I'm going to ask people questions like, what is art, and is art more important than science, or, you know, things like that that'll make them kind of think a bit. So, yeah.
Is art and science something that you're interested in?
I'm interested in people's reactions towards it, because I was in Cambridge a few weeks ago and the Darwin exhibition's on there, and it was really interesting to see how the science and the art ties in a lot with each other, whereas people think they're complete polar opposites, but I think they're actually quite integrated into
each
other.
Can you tell me a bit more about that and about the Darwin exhibition?
Well, it's interesting because I, you know, with like science, obviously it's got a kind of, you need to be able to, you know, document and things, and that's kind of what they were doing in those days. And I really kind of made me laugh, because Darwin hated artists that made things look how they weren't, and, you know, sort of unrealistic. And I quite like that, you know, the artists feel like they can push things around, whereas science is all about getting the detail in and how they're very similar in what they're about, but very different in how different people perceive them.
As well as talking to people in the square, are you going to be talking to people on the net or not?
No, but I'm going to be ringing some of my friends while I'm on there, just a bit of moral support, which will be nice, because they're all, quite a lot of my friends are watching it on the web at home. So, yeah, that'll be good.
As well as drawing, what are your other interests at college?
Well, I do medieval history, which I absolutely love. That is a great passion. I have just dropped music, and I do English language as well. And I'm quite interested in sort of, I don't know really, medieval history really, because I really like being told stories. I know that sounds really bad, but I love being told stories, and I just find them fascinating, about how people used to work in olden days and how everything, society's changed and formed around people's views, which is quite why I like art as well, because I think it reflects society as it moves through life really.
Is there anything that you've been studying recently which has had an impact on you in terms of stories or that period in history?
Well, we've just finished doing the Norman Conquest, which is quite exciting. Lots of wars and people dying. And we're doing the Angevin Kings next term, which we haven't started yet. But I don't know, I don't know really. I'm just really, really interested in it.
So what will you do when you leave college, do you think?
I want to come down to London and do art, fine art, at one of the universities. So that's my goal. Just hope that happens, really.
What kind of subjects do you like to draw?
I love life drawing. I really do. That is one of my main things, really. And I'm not a great... Like, I can't draw things exactly how they are or how they seem. And I'm quite abstractionist, really. But, you know. So that's, yeah.
Do you think that's quite interesting that you're very interested in medieval history on the one hand, but you're very interested in modernity on the other?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting how they contrast with each other. Like, looking at the National Portrait Gallery and then going to the Tate. Like, I really love things in there, but I also really love things in there. So, I haven't got an explanation for it. But
how would you describe yourself as a person? Do you remember the three adjectives you chose?
Oh, I think one of them was a smiley face, so... I can't really remember, but actually I don't think they were actually adjectives. I think I just wrote really excited. I don't know, I think I underestimate myself a lot of the time, and I don't have a lot of self-confidence. I know that's not an adjective, but you know, just describing myself, and I don't know, really. I don't know. That's why I was quite worried about coming up here, because I'm not really outgoing. Like, I wouldn't be able to, you know, like, do a massive speech or, you know, dance or whatever. But I don't know, I've just done things that I kind of feel like I'd like to understand about. Like, I want to do a drawing for myself, but then I'd kind of like to ask people questions that I'm interested in myself to see what their own opinions are. So, yeah.
What do your friends and family think about you taking part?
Everyone has been so supportive and really excited about it, making me really nervous because a lot of pressure. But they've really, really loved sort of seeing my ideas. Kind of, I had some really weird ones to start with. I was going to do a big circular piece of paper and map out with my thumb everything in Trafalgar Square, and then draw them like in a kind of panoramic 3D kind of way, 3D, 2D kind of way, which I would have liked to do. But I didn't want to do anything too sort of precarious, because I'm not that kind of person. And kind of wanted to do things, but it was just sort of me kind of thing. So that's why I chose to do sort of very minimal things.
Do you have any reservations or concerns about taking part in this afternoon?
No, although my friends have been saying, what if people throw things at you, which hasn't really helped. Not really, just sort of how I'm going to interact with people at the moment is like what I'm kind of worried about, but I think the nerves will kind of go once I'm up there. I'm going to make myself at home. I've got some biscuits and some orange juice, so that'll be nice.
Do you have any expectations about what it might be like?
I think it'll be more comfortable than how I'm feeling about it now. And I think when I get up there, I'll sort of relax. And I just think it'll be really exciting. And I don't think I'll ever forget it, really. So, yeah.
Are your parents interested in arts at all?
Yeah. My mum more than my dad. My mum used to be the director of DAX. Design and Copyright Society in London, and she used to work with quite a lot of artists herself, and then she used to do quite a lot of artwork as well, and she doesn't really do that anymore, but she's always taken me to galleries and that kind of thing, and she loves modern art, and she's a bit like me, she likes both kind of spectrums of it, which is really nice, because there's a few people who I'm friends with who do art with me whose parents aren't really involved, and kind of a bit sad really, because I think art should be for everybody, even though it's obviously not for everybody. I mean, some people really dislike the stuff that's in the Tate, and you can see kind of why. Well, you can't see why, but
Is it important for you to have the support of your family?
Yeah, I'm quite close, well, very close to my parents, and they've been there for me, like about all this and helping me out and trying to make sure everything's okay to come down, and they brought me down. And I think support from family is really important. Yeah.
Can you just tell me a little bit about where you come from? What's it like?
I come from the Las of Summer Wine area, which is nice and also a bit missing, but it's very countryside orientated, and everyone's kind of a bit sort of old-fashioned and they like their traditions, whereas when I come down here and everyone's completely different to each other, nobody really knows anybody, which is really nice, because although it's nice to have a community, everyone knows everything about each other, and everyone like lives near each other, and everyone's grandparents live next door, and so it's really nice to be in London. So that's why I want to come here for university, because it's like completely different.
Have you been to Trafalgar Square before?
Yeah, but I never ever thought I'd be on a plinth here. So yeah.
Do you come down to London very often?
Yeah, I do. My brother used to live here. He moved away to Cambridge a year ago. And then my sister lives in Brighton, so we always come down here and then go to Brighton, which is nice. So, yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Not really. Just I hope it goes well for me. I'm sure it will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.